Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
The inaugural Cattlemen's Congress happening at the OKC Fairgrounds through mid-January. Some of the featured sales coming up early include the Gelvium Bouncer National Sale, Tuesday, January 5th, the Bases Loaded Elite Angus Sale, Wednesday, January 6th, the 19th Annual Denim and Diamonds Angus Sale, Thursday, January 7th, and the Annual National Angus Bull Sale, Friday, January 8th. For more details and links to the sale books, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the auction tab on the left-hand side of any page.
Well, kicking off 2021 with the bang, AFR-OFU Cooperative is excited to announce a new opportunity for Oklahoma's ranchers, the Oklahoma Certified Beef Association. Through OCBA, the state's cattle producers can verify their quality beef products as Oklahoma certified. To earn the distinction, ranchers must prove that their animals are bred, born, and raised and processed within Oklahoma state borders through an affidavit-based third-party verification system. Once verified, the certified beef products can be marketed to consumers with the official OCBA seal. Through pandemic-related meat shortages, the demand for local and direct beef markets soared in 2020. That demand is expected to maintain in 2021. Due to the demand surge, many Oklahoma ranchers either jumped into direct marketing for the first time or they've been looking for ways to expand. The OCBA seal is a great way for both new and established businesses to distinguish Oklahoma certified products from other ranches that may purchase animals from out of state. OCBA is a great opportunity to connect directly with consumers looking to purchase beef from local ranches, said AFR-OFU Cooperative President Scott Bluebaugh. As an organization, we're excited to offer another way for AFR-OFU members and Oklahoma ranchers at large to market high-quality Oklahoma beef. If you'd like to become a member of OCBA, ranchers must first become members of AFR-OFU Cooperative, either through a dues alone membership or through their status as an AFR insurance policyholder. Beyond AFR-OFU memberships, there's currently two options for potential OCBA members, standard or the lifetime membership. Both membership types are designated to be inexpensive options to help OCBA members gain additional market traction without adding expenses to their bottom line. For more information or to join the Oklahoma Certified Beef Association, you can contact AFR-OFU's Cooperative OCBA Director Ellen Roth at 405-218-5597. Well, U.S. Senators John Thune and Pat Roberts, who serves as the chairman of the Senate Ag, Forestry, and Nutrition Committee, applauded the signing into law of their bipartisan legislation to ensure the Federal Aviation Administration's chief drone policy will have some representation for agriculture, forestry, and rural America. The Drone Advisory Committee for the 21st Century Act will ensure that the FAA provides representation for local government officials, including those from county and tribal governments, on the Drone Advisory Committee. As more farmers and small business owners across Michigan utilize drone technology to bolster their daily operations, it's critical that rural representatives have a seat at the table. Today's high-tech drones can now map, monitor, manage, and more. As these technologies continue to advance, we'll need to ensure any proposed rules and regulations governing their use are compatible for their application in agriculture and forestry, said Jack Alexander. He's the president of Rural and Ag Council of America. We thank Senator Peters, Thune, and Roberts for giving those of us in rural America a seat at the policymaking table through the aptly named Drone Advisory Committee for the 21st Century Act. You've got farm news on Ron. Are you looking for something unusual or hard to find? But you just might find it on HiBid.com. It's the online auction site for, well, just about everything. HiBid.com has estate sales, closeouts, liquidations, even government-seized vehicle auctions. And it's easy to bid on office furniture, antiques, sports memorabilia, restaurant equipment, motorboats, and even arcade games. You can search for items by name or just simply see where the next page takes you. Visit HiBid.com. That's HIBID.com. And find what you're looking for today. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.